of on him today, I hear. Yeah. Oh, silver nape on him. Very good. Okay. Six. Yeah, I'll be in a second. Very good.
The starting gun you will shoot.
What was the subject? The subject?
The subject was always just to be catching it. So.
Can't see it. Chiras Chometz? Yes. Chiras Chometz, real or ruse? Mm. That's right. Okay. Sorry, we're in Northwest London. Tuesday, the second day of Chol HaMoed, Yud Ches Nissan Tovshi and I involved, 26th of April. Dienborg Rappaport, Mechiras Chometz, real or ruse?
A shayla was presented to the Lemberger Rov, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, famous for his Tshuva Sefer, Shayla Meshiv. And I'll embellish the shayla a little bit. Shalom Shvedron, Zecher Livrocha, famous Maggid, we'll call him a Maggid, yeah? So when he first started speaking, public speaking, so he told over that he had a suffix. He wanted to be able to convey the message to the audience in a better way, and he thought with a maisa shahoya, if he can tell over a maisa shahoya, which would relate to the particular limit that he's talking on, it would be better. But he didn't always have a maisa shahoya. See, he had a sofik, is he allowed to fabricate a story and say that this is the story which happened, and in order to convey the message better. So he said in his early days when he first started speaking, he said in Yiddish, in one of his drashas, he said, Regata Shaila zu Echmeg Bakana Maisa. Yeah. Bin ich weggefahren in Bnei Brak, he was in Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, he said, bin ich weggefahren in Bnei Brak zum Chazoinish, und ich habe ihn gefragt, die Scheile, zu ich mehr, kidei, ad der Eilam so, und verstehen, und hören besser, was ich will sie sagen, zu ich mehr backen am Eise. Und der Chazoinish hat mir gesagt, dass ich mehr. He paused for a while, and then he said, und das ist die erste Meise. So you're allowed to embellish. If you're allowed to fabricate the story, then certainly you're allowed to embellish an actual shayla. So the shayla was as follows: there was a yid in Elach Yid who owned a beer factory, and he had a vast stock of beer which he'd produced during the course of the year. He was in Elach Yid, so comes Pesach, erev Pesach, he sold his chometz in the way that it is done today. That the goy gives a deposit, he makes various kinyonim, and he's koyne the chometz, but the cost of the chometz, the cost of the deal, he pays later. So the cost becomes a choiv, a debt. He owes the money for the actual products. So this yid sold his chometz, and Chol HaMoed Pesach, he died. The yid collapsed and died. He had two sons. One was a b'chor, and one wasn't a b'chor. The second wasn't a b'chor. So, no avelis yontev, no avelis Chol HaMoed, you can't see shiva, but you can certainly discuss the Yerusha. There's no isra discussing the Yerusha. So they sat down to discuss the Yerusha. It might be even a mitzvah, so machta b'chagech, who knows. That's my embellishment, yeah, So they discussed the Yerusha. So the Bechor said, when we get the Chometz back from the Goy after Pesach, I want to take Pishnaim. I'm entitled, I'm a Bechor, entitled to Pishnaim. I want Pishnaim in the Chometz, which is going to come back. The other son said, no, you're not entitled to it, because the Gemara says, Ein HaBechor Neitel Pishnaim Beroy Kivim Urzuk. And Bechor is only entitled to Pishnaim in assets which are in the possession of the deceased at the time of death. about debts, although in terms of accountancy, I don't know, in South Africa it's like that, I don't know what it's here. In terms of accountancy, you can list a debt as an asset. Stomach, same thing here, I imagine, here. But the Maisa, Legabe Nachlo, the Gemara says, taxes as well, obviously, that's what I'm saying. Legabe Nachlo, Zalocha, the Eina Bechonot Bishnaim Beroig Musi. He only gets Bishnaim in assets which were in the possession of the deceased, Bishas Misa. But something which is owed and due, what's called a prospective asset, which is going to come, you can't get Pishnai. That's what the second son titled. So this Shaila was presented to the Sholem Meshiv by a Korav of his, who was also a Mechutin of his. His name was the Chotkev Adayim. He was the Dayan and Chotkev. Rabbi Yitzchok Leiblander, his name was. And he presented it to his Mechutin, the Sholem Meshiv, and he presented the Shaila. So the Shaila, and he suggests a tshuva to the Shaila. He suggests as follows. He suggests that there's a Gemara in Bava Basra which says as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, Habchor Neitel Bishnayim Bezroya B'Lechayim U'Bekeva U'Bemugdoshin. So let's just take the Zroya L'Chaim and the Keva. These are the Matnes Kuna. When a person brings a korban, so there's certain parts of the animal that he has to give to the Kohen. So if a Kohen died, so his B'choyer gets Pishnayim in the Matnes Kuna, in the Zroya L'Chaim and Keva, which is going to come, or which is coming from the person who's bringing a korban. Yeah. Ketzah. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Azrael Lachaim, Akev Erdome." What are we talking about, Azrael Lachaim? If it's already been given to his father, the Kohen, then Pshit, and then obviously the Bechoyah takes Pishnaim in them. That's an existing asset. Yeah? If it hasn't yet come to the Kohen, the father, the Kohen, then Ro'uhui. Then it's a prospective asset. It's not an actual asset. It wasn't in his possession. So the Gemara says, we're talking about Makire Kohen. We're talking about a situation where this Kohen was the preferred Kohen that the Yisroel was bringing the Korban, always gave his matonas to. So the Gemara says, although he hasn't physically separated these matonas from the animal, by Makire Kuna, since this is the coin that he always gives his matonas to, so even if he hasn't separated it yet, it's considered if he's separated it, and therefore the coin is a murzak at the time of his death, and therefore the Bechoya can take Pishnai. Tosus gives us svara. He says, why is it considered muzak and not roi? It says because the Yisroel who gives the matnas kuna is forbidden to be choizer from this coin. Once this coin is a regular coin, he can't change his mind and start giving it. If he did give it to somebody else, so it's yotze the matnas kuna, but he's not allowed to. It's forbidden for him to do it. So meila the coin is considered muzak. Says the Shoyal, the one who asked the Shaila, if so, we can say the same thing by Chometz, by Mechiras Chometz. Because the Mogen Avrom and the Taz, in Tov Mem Zayin Dach Sechmir, or Tov Mem Ches, I can't remember offhand, they both say that after the Chometz has been sold to the Goy, by a particular Yid, no other Jew is allowed to buy the Chometz from that Goy after Pesach. And if he does, then the seller, the Jew, the seller, can be moitzi the chometz from the buyer. So Mele, he wants to say the same as Makire Kuna, since the noisen matonis can't give it to somebody else. He can't give it to somebody else. And that's why the Kohen who died is considered a murzuk. So by Mechiras chometz as well. Since nobody else can buy the chometz from the Goy, the only person who can buy the chometz back from the goy is the person who sold it to him. So now das hochi sore, him on the understanding, not the tnai, but on the understanding that it's going to come back to him. So the main is considered muhzik. So the moicha chometz is considered muhzik in the chometz, and therefore
what about the chom?
But the choiv, he settles either the choiv is either he settles with the chometz or he gave him the money. So the money is also he's also mosik in the money. It's the same thing. Same thing. The money is in the place of the chometz. So if he doesn't pay the money back, he has to give the chometz back. So he's mosik in the mosik. It's not wrong. That's what the shoyl wanted to say. The chops give a dime. The Shoel HaMeishiv responds to him as follows. He says, although this story never ever happened, yeah, that you're asking me, he says, it couldn't have happened. I mean, it's so far-fetched to think that Chol HaMoed, the two sons of the Kohen, the Elohim, that have nothing to do but to sit down to have a fight about Yerusha. In those days, it was far-fetched. I mean, stomach today is not so far-fetched. I can tell you from experience, it's not far-fetched at all today. But in those days, so the Shoel HaMeishiv says, although Zicha wasn't a true story, nevertheless, the Shaila is a very interesting Shaila and a good Shaila. And my initial thought was to say, like you, he says, then I'm Doichit for a variety of reasons. But now, then the Shoel HaMeishiv says, I think that the case of Mechiras Chometz is better than the case of Makire Kuna. It's more music. Makire Kuna. In actual fact, it was never in the Kohen's possession at the time of the death. But Mechiras Chometz, he says, before the Yid sold the Chometz, it was in his possession. It was his. He was Mosik in it. And he says, the fact that he sold it, since the Mechira, he says, since the sale of the Chometz is not a Mechira Gemura, this is what the Shoel HaMeishiv writes. It's not a mechira gemura. It's not an absolute sale. It's not a total sale, because the only reason why the person is selling the chometz is, and the nusach, the nusach of the Shoel HaMeishiv, he says, he wants to avoid the issa of chometz. He wants to avoid the issa of bal yiro bal yimotzei. He wants to avoid the issa of bal yiro bal yimotzei, and therefore he's selling it da'arihu de'reviale. There's a lion sitting on the Yid's asset, and he wants to get rid of this lion. The only way he can get rid of this lion if his the goy will get rid of the lion for him. So he sells the chometz. He sells the chometz to the goy, not as an outright sale, an absolute sale, but in order to get rid of this lion, which is what is the lion in this case, the bal yiro bal yimotze. So he said it's not a mechira gemura. Therefore, and since he was muhzik in it before he sold it. So he remains muhzik in it, because it's only like a partial sale, for want of a better description. This is what the Shoel HaMeishiv says. It's not a mechira gemura. It's not a mechira gemura. A shtikel svara, we'll soon see. So he says, and he says, it's a contributor. It's a machloik is bechlal, where the mechira chometz is the rice of the rabbana. There's the shita of the bechor shor, which says that, since the gemara says, bebitl ba'al mesagi, really, bitl chometz is sufficient. Midarais a bitl chometz is enough. Once you've been vavel chometz, then you don't have to be too concerned. Midarabonon, they said that the mevatel also has to remove the chometz from his possession because of a chshash, zera, yeah. Midarabonon. So the mechiras chometz says the bechor shoy is only midarabonon. So according to bechor shoy, if mechiras chometz is midarabonon, then certainly this type of mechira wouldn't make the moicha no longer muhzik. He says, even if you'll say that the person is not mevatel the chometz that he's going to sell, and therefore the mechira is a mechira deraisa, it's still not a mechira gemura. A shtickel analogy. You can say, what is ownership? Ownership means rights. So ownership, a person owns something, he has a whole list of rights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One of his rights is that if his asset gets stolen and the ganav is found, then the ganav has to pay him kefil. That's a right. Gemara says, and it's pasuk like the halacha, a person can sell an animal just for the kefil. You can sell an animal to a lekeach, to a buyer, that the buyer should own the kefil. There's going to, that might come or might not come. Yeah. So you're not selling the animal. The seller remains the owner of the animal, but the buyer becomes the owner of one specific right in that animal. Or you can sell an eved for the knas. If an eved gets killed, so there's a knas that has to be paid to the master. So you can sell an eved, you remain the owner of the eved, but the buyer is the owner of the knas. So he owns one specific right in the animal. So he has ownership, but he doesn't have absolute ownership. The absolute ownership remains with the seller. So the same way, mechiras chometz, you can sell that right of it shouldn't be, but it shouldn't be loyimotze, balyimotze, that right you can sell to somebody else. So you no longer have that right, but all the other rights you still have. So you remain muhzik. That's the shtickel tzvah. I don't want to go into this far. As far as the sod, the principle is Sholem Eishiv says the mechiras chometz is not an absolute sale, and therefore the seller remains a muhzik. Remains a muhzik. It's very difficult, and therefore he wants to say that the bechoyer will get pishnayim in the chometz, which is going to come back after Pesach. Another reason why it's difficult, because the Lashon HaTorah, which says that a Bechor is entitled to Pishnaim in Murzik. What's the Lashon HaTorah? So it says, Bechol Asher Yimotzelei. He gets Pishnaim, Bechol Asher Yimotzelei. It's exactly the same Lashon that the Torah uses to say about not having chometz in your possession. Lo Yimotzei. So, Rotechem, yeah? So to say that legabe mechiras chometz is lo yimotze, but legabe pishnaim it is yimotze, that's a bit of a difficulty. But the Sholem Eishiv, as Eishiv states, the Sholem Eishiv says. Now there's another parsha by mechiras chometz, a big machlokes. If as in the new shtoris mechira. And the Molokah Shtori Mechira used to say that amongst all the chometz that you're selling, you're also selling a kelim achamutzim. The kelim which are chometz, like a kelim. Then the machmirim started getting concerned, and they started putting the chometz habaluah bekelim. And others started saying the chometz hadovuk bekelim, not the actual kelim mamish. Why not the actual kelim mamish? Because the big machlokes. Whether when you buy if you sell the kelim, when you buy it back from the goy, what is the time? Huh? Ah, we've still got 2 minutes.
Ten.
The big machlokes when you buy back the chometz from the goy, if you sold the kelim, do you have to be tovel the kelim or not? So the Chochmas Sodom, Maaser Rav in the name of the goyim says, you have to be toyel the kelim. Chassam Sof in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Hadl, also says you have to be toyel the kelim. On the other hand, Reb Shlomo Kluge in the Sefer Elef Chachos Shlomo, the Shoyel Meishiv and the Aruch HaShulchan, all three of them say you don't have to be toyel the kelim. Even if you sold the kelim to the goy, when you get them back, when you buy them back, or you get them back, you don't have to be toyel the kelim, they say. And they say why? The same svara. They say because the mechira to the goy of the kelim wasn't in order that he should become really the balabos of the kelim. He should have total ownership in the kelim. Yeah. Again, it was only to avoid the issa of bal yimotze. So meile, it's not an absolute mechira, and therefore it doesn't require tevila. The others say no, it does require tevila. So it could be that this machlekes, whether it requires tevila or not, is dependent on this shaila, whether the mechiras chametz is a mechira gemura or not. If it's not a mechira gemura, as the Sholem Eishiv says, therefore the moicher is still muhzak, and therefore also it won't require tevila. But if it's a mechira gemura, an absolute sale, then it won't be considered mosaic, and it will be considered rawi, only a prospective asset, and then it will require to be. So it could be the machlokes of the, whether it requires to be or not. It's dependent on the machlokes, whether it's a mechira gemura or not. A shtikl raya, there is from the Mishnah Brura that, like the Shoyim Meishu, that it's not a Mechira Gemara. And like the Rosh HaShulchan, and like the Chayr Dishuas, Yankev also says the same thing also, that it's not a Mechira Gemara. There's a Shita Saran. The Gemara says the Bittul, the Gemara in Pesachim says Bittul, Midaraisa be Bittul Baal Mesagim. Midaraisa, Bittul alone is sufficient. You don't have to do B'dikas Chometz, you don't have to do Bir Chometz, nothing at all. The rest is Midrabon. Tosus explains how does Bittul work. So Tosus says Bittul is Mitam Hefke. Tosus says it's Hefke. So if you mark it. The Rishonim asked lots of kashas on Tosus because Bittul can be Belev, we're told. Hefke can't be Belev. Bittul you can do on Shabbos. Hefke you can't do on Shabbos. All sorts of kashas. on Tosus. So the Ran and the Ramban, their Masbir, how Bittul works, they say, the Gemara says that there's two things which are not really Bershus of the owner, but the Torah put it in his Bershus. One of them is Boil, a Boil Bershus Arabim. Person digs a Boil Bershus Arabim, it's not really his, because it's in Bershus Arabim. But the Torah says it's his. The Gabin Ezek, to be Mechayvim and then Ezekim, which will come out of the boil. That's one thing. The other thing the Gemara says is Chometz. Chometz, the minute the Yisro Chometz arrives, so it's not Birshus the owner, because it's also Bano. It's not Birshus Bano, it's not Birshus Bano. So why is he Mechuyev if he keeps the Chometz? If it's not his Rishus? The Gemara says the Torah puts it in his Rishus. So the Ran and the Ramban say, the Torah, if the person objects to it being in his Rishus, then the Torah can't put it in his Rishus Bal Kocho. So Ran Rambam say, Bittul, what is Bittul? Bittul is the person says, I don't want it to come into my Rishus. He doesn't want it to come in Rishus, the Torah can't put it in Rishus. That's how Bittul works, according to Ran Rambam. The Mishnah Brura discusses when you're selling the Chometz to a Goy. So what kinyan? What kinyan affects the actual sale? So nafke minna, you'll see, we got by that shiloh yet. The Mishnah Brura is in Tov Mem. I wrote it down somewhere. No, Tov Mem Ches. Tov Mem Ches. Sif Kotten Yud Zayin. How does it work here? This Mishnah Brura with the vowels. It's different. Oh, here we are. Ube'ezeh kinyonim kinyo akum. Yesh bozadeyaz ben aposkim. Yesh me'isharim with the kinyon shal akum ube'kesef dafka. Some say a goy can only be kinyo with kesef. Yesh shemim she'en akum kinyo lima b'shicha. Can only be kinyo b'mshicha. When you're selling a vast amount of chometz, it's very difficult to do b'mshicha. Oy b'habbo, or agbo. Yesh kosu hoy de gam shori kinyonim nogim akum. Others say other kinyonim gim kinyas mital agav karka chotza chalipin. Yeah. So the common practice is linya dinu chatchil b'vada tzor laknis b'kinyon gomo muskum lekula alme. The common practice to do all the kinyonim possible. The Shabura says the muskim l'kulal, you should do one which is muskim l'kulal, with the hainu b'chesef, uvim shicha b'yachad. Me'acha sh'negeh b'yisa d'rais l'bal yiroh. Ve'al kulpon b'mashicha b'lvad. Yeah. But the Ebony says, afim lo imocha ela b'kesef b'lvad, if he sold it with only one kinyon, with kesef, oi shemocha b'echa m'sharei ha-kinyonim sh'izkanu, or he did one of the other kinyonim, chalipin, or agav, or whatever, the oval of a Pesach, and after Pesach, you suddenly realize you didn't do the real essential kinyan, mutar. Nevertheless, mutar. Why? So one reason is because chomaz lachem pesach is only b'kishuv knas. But oy, the other reason he says, kiv in the chomaz lachem zman isuri b'lavoch ein b'shusoi. Since chomaz in any case b'zman is no longer in the ownership of the person. Ela she also because of kiilo ayer b'shusoi lavo elav. Yeah, the Torah puts it into the shoes. So b'kinyan kol du sagi. So whatever kinyan you do is sufficient, says the Mishnah Berurah. Dal kol ponim megaladaiti deloy nichalei. After you say, whatever kinyan the person will do is a gilui das that he doesn't want in his rishus, and that's the way bittul works according to the Rishonim. So from the Mishnah Berurah you see that since in any case it's not in his rishus, so whatever you do to get it out of your rishus, even the most minor exercise to get it out of your rishus will be sufficient. So lechoira, according to the Mishnah Berurah, a mechira, which is not a mechira gemura, is certainly an indication that you don't want in your rishus. So it could be a shtikar raya, the mechira, that the Mishnah Berurah is going along with the shita of the Sholem Meishiv and the others, and the Shuras Yankiv, and perhaps the Aruch HaShulchan, and so on, and others, that the Mechiras Chometz, so to come back to the title, I'm not suggesting that it's a ruse. It's a real sale, Mechiras Chometz. But it's not an absolute sale. You're only selling one or some of the rights, and not all the rights. So it's a proper sale, but it's not an absolute sale. An absolute sale means you're not selling all the rights, you're only selling one or a fraction of the rights.
The goy can come whenever he wants to take it and eat it.
He can't, because he's only
paying deposit. He has to pay for it. He owes money. He has to first pay for it. He can't just come along and take it. So I tell you, my father told me a Meisa Shahoya. Yeah. In the east end of London, many, many years ago, there was a Levaya, and an old altar of was being maspid. It was being maspid. It must have been there, and he finished off, and the nifter was on, and made his yeshua, and then he went on with the nigger, and he says, do a younger rov, do, with afem euch, give me a chance. That's how he finished off his hesped. There was a young rov, who was also supposed to speak, so he said with the nigger, he says, do a younger rov, with afem euch, give me a chance. So I want to just say,
everything is on, don't switch it off.